After a match of some superb scores and well-contested football, St Kieran's have got the better of East Kerry in the Keane Super Value County Minor Football Championship semi-final to qualify for next week's final against Austin Stacks. After Stacks' late scoring burst saw them pass North Kerry, the stage was set for St Kieran's and East Kerry to begin battle. The drama started quickly, with St Kieran's winning a penalty inside the first minute after Conor Cal was pulled down, Jack Joy finishing the penalty to the corner of the net. East Kerry's response was emphatic, Dylan O'Mara palming the ball to the net after good work from Joey McCarthy and Luke Doolan. The Din would dominate the next 15 minutes. Points coming from McCarthy, Oisin O'Leary and O'Mara. Garrow Coughlin replied with a fine point for St Kieran's. McCarthy and Doolan then linked up well, with McCarthy splitting the post with his effort. East Kerry then grabbed their second goal, with O'Mara and McCarthy involved again. Aina Murphy was the man to apply the finishing touch to the net. Wing back David Healy then caught a kick out superbly before setting up Rory Brustland for a fine score as the intense nature of the game continued. Cal then kicked the point of the evening, finding the target with his left foot from near the sideline despite taking a heavy challenge. East Kerry were having success running hard at the St Kieran's defence. Mark Kennelly tried one of those runs and he found the net off the ground with a well-placed shot. A third goal for East Kerry, and they also had two more goal chances at the post. St Kieran finished the half strongly though, with Killian Dilley becoming more influential. Joy grabbed the second goal with a blast of a shot to the roof of the net after Michael Horan's strong run. All square at half-time after 30 minutes of intense action. The early stages of the second half were tense, with a Joy free cancelled out by an O'Mara point. St Kieran's were starting to gain the advantage in midfield though, with Martin McGivern and Dinahy taking over. Dinahy even managing to hand pass the ball to himself at one point. He then kicked a free, followed by another Carroll score, plus two fisted efforts from Horan. Murphy kicked an inspirational and badly needed point for East Kerry, followed quickly by another from James Clifford. With 7 minutes to go, it was anybody's game. Joy pushed St Kieran's three clear again with another fine score. As East Kerry pushed on, St Kieran's dropped deeper and deeper. They survived a couple of high balls in towards their goal injury time and now can prepare for a county final. A tough defeat for East Kerry, who looked very good in the opening stages, but ran out of steam as the game went on. They have a young team, many of whom will be back next year. This year will benefit them. For St Kieran's, a well-deserved win and an exciting county final awaits against Austin Stacks. With players like Dinahy, Joy and Horan, they will fancy their chances. Good luck to them in the final. Thanks for listening. Good luck.